Well, what it is that we want to make sure that all aspects of government and all stakeholders have their say. And the federal government, they have great, wonderful ideas, but they want to make sure that those ideas and those theorems that they're putting together are really translated to the community, and that what they're trying to apply in the community and grow in the community is actually being done. So what I'm doing is becoming a liaison of some sorts to transfer one side of the equation to the other and make sure not only that the ideas from federal government are really applied, but also the desires and the goals and what is really needed from a constituent level is actually being heard on a federal level.
Well, let's talk about some of those ideas. What do you mean? Are you talking specifically IT?
In my realm, actually, as a CIO, I believe that it's more than just IT. You have to understand business models. And when you work in government, I look at it as two forms of government. You have the government that actually governs people, and you really have the people concerns, as well as the business of government. So the business of government is understanding IT, understanding people, and how the two match is what a CIO really does. So it's not really, you know, strictly IT, because IT covers everything. We're the only department that really covers from constituent to ledger. So you can't really isolate us. In fact, what I'm really trying to get across, and one of the points that I'm trying to make here, is that we have to really transition out of the industrial age business model into the new age business model, where IT is really a strategic focus for any true business entity, being government or private industry.
It sounds almost like your big challenge isn't necessarily resources or technology, but a mindset, a culture change.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. In all things, in all, as Frederick Douglass says, there's no progress without struggle. So in order to progress in a business environment, you really have to focus in on that, not only change management, but from the federal level as well as from the community level, change leadership to be able to step out and say, okay, we understand what is actually the needs, the desires, the pertinent applications that are needed to take our government to another level and be able to provide for the consumer, the client, the constituents and stakeholders what they need. And so that understanding and being able to modify the business model or create a platform that it can easily be changed and be dynamic is where we are today. It's no longer business as usual. It has to change, and that culture has to change with it.
Okay, so how do you do that? I mean, it sounds really good the way you're explaining it, but how do you do it, and why hasn't it already been done?
Slowly. No, in all honesty, what you have to have is a competent, conscious effort to really put a project plan together over a matter of years that will really show an application and a direction of how technology can be pertinent in the efficiency and effectiveness of government and being able to offer a cost savings for government, in essence, for the country.
So have you gotten good response so far from your government partners and from partners in the private sector as to how this is all going to work?
Absolutely. I've conversed with Vivek Kundra as well as Dave McClure from GSA, and they are really in line and in tune with the process and the methodology and what needs to happen. But this is a huge ship to turn in the ocean, and so it turns slowly. But the more partners we get, the more we are sharing this information and being able to share the direction and what the end result will be, the benefit overall, because all parties will win in this type of methodology. It will happen, and it's happening quickly. There was a great opportunity for that mindset to change with the broadband initiative. Now, that is a beginning, but if we continue with that process in different areas in different ways, we will see a vast change, I would definitely say, over the next 3 to 4 years.
You actually wrote a paper on this, didn't you?
I did. I wrote a brief regarding multi-jurisdictional initiatives, and that's being able to share resources across jurisdictions. I truly believe that technology based on infrastructure is geographically and politically agnostic. Therefore, we should be able to share resources across the board and not duplicate our efforts and, in essence, duplicating our resources in order to achieve the same goal. You can actually govern over a particular entity and be able to share that entity across the board and be able to have your smallest cities have the highest level of technology, while some of the areas that have already made the investment maximize that investment by broadening their scope and scope of work and sharing those resources across the board.
Okay, a couple of questions. Number one, would an example of this be, say, the smart grid initiative, the way the federal government's working with the private sector and local municipalities to create the new smart grid for power distribution?
In essence, that's a part of it. That you'll be able to create a venue, but what happens is that now you still, off of that grid, you're still duplicating resources in different applications. I'm talking about taking the applications that actually run off of that grid and maximizing those instead of duplicating those in various shops where it can actually be applied.
So, and here's the flip side of that question, and that is, won't there be some concern about power struggles? There are people who are going to say, this is my turf, keep away from it. I don't want you touching it. Is that going to be a problem, or have you seen that as a problem?
Well, the thing about it is that that may be a concern. The thing about it, that actually reflects back to the question regarding a cultural change, because the bottom line is, do you really need to own it, or do you really need to use it? And I think in most cases, you really just need to use it.